You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're having big storms here.
Tons of wind. The phones weren't working, and I'm a little out of breath because I've been running around drying off phone terminals and blowing water out of phone boxes and a whole bunch of other things. And if I hadn't have been doing that, I wouldn't be on the air right now, I can assure you. We're expecting a call in from Michael Schiffman, a CADGY member and investigator who just returned from Chicago, and he was scheduled to be our guest on Wednesday night and wasn't able to call in. So, Michael, if you're out there listening, get on the phone and let's see if we can't do it tonight. You might not be able to get through because the phone lines are terrible. And folks, if you're experiencing bad reception tonight, it's probably more because of the severe rain and wind in Arizona. A lot of flooding. And, wow, this is really something. Now, 2 weeks ago, we saw several large flocks of geese flying south. Extremely unusual. I've never seen flocks of geese flying south that early. In the fall. In fact, August is not really the fall, folks. So, I don't know what's going on. We've also noticed that the deer have been coming down from the higher elevations much sooner than they normally ever do. And it looks like we're going to have an early winter, at least in this part of the country. And I think I predicted before that it's going to be very cold no matter when winter starts. And we'll talk about the reasons for that at some other time. But right now, I need to catch my breath and get a drink of water and check the shortwave to make sure that I'm really on the air. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to let you ponder the words to this musical selection and see if they have any relevance. Let's try it. Michael, are you out there?
Hello?
Turn off your radio.
Mine's not on.
Your radio's not on?
Nope.
Oh, you got something on here.
I called here. All I heard was music.
Is this Michael?
No, this is you.
Well, how are you calling in? We're expecting our guest to call in.
Well, your wife, I guess, gave me this number.
Well, we're on the air.
Oh, is this Bill Cooper?
This is Bill. We're on the air, and I got to dump you.
Okay.
Bye. Well, folks, why are we getting this? Let's see what happens now. Well, this is really weird. Okay. I found the problem. Oh, boy, doing a live show is it's kind of funny sometimes. Michael, if you're out there listening, to get this to work and to get to the satellite uplink, I had to shift the lines. So you need to call in on 5174. 5174, Michael, if you're listening. And if you're not listening, I guess we'll just do without our guest another night. Michael Schiffman, call in 602-333-5174. There he is. Is that you, Michael?
Hi, Bill.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, good. We finally did it. And the phone line's not too long. Oh, boy, it is storming here.
Got the storms where you're at, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Are we on live yet or yes?
Yeah, we're on live.
Oh, no. Woo, woo, woo.
Well, folks, it looks like somebody has lost their little child. If there's a mother out there looking for your little child, his diapers are full, and he needs your attention immediately. I think you can take care of the little fellow. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. It's Michael.
Hello, Michael. I knew you'd get through.
Finally heard you say 517. Faintly, we just heard lightning here, but you wouldn't believe.
You wouldn't believe what I have been through tonight to get on the air. All the phones were dead.
Well, I'm glad you're
All of the phone boxes were full of water. The yard has about 6 inches of water. And I've been running around blowing water out of junction boxes and drying off telephone contacts and switching lines, and I finally got it to work.
Too much work for one man.
Well, no. It was almost too much work for one man when I got it done. Now, I don't know if we're going to get dumped off because it's still raining and the wind is really blowing hard, and our telephone company is GTE, which is absolutely the worst telephone company in the world. So let's try to get in as much as we possibly can, and you would have been on sooner, except some little 2-year-old out there has a full diaper and wanted to play with the telephone. His mother wasn't watching him.
Sure.
Tell us about your trip to Chicago, Michael.
Well, it was a great experience. It's a beautiful city, and I enjoyed the city very much. And I did some research into the upcoming Parliament of World Religions, which begins Saturday afternoon, August 28th. And it runs until Saturday afternoon, September 4th. It will be concluded with an address by the Dalai Lama. There's about 680 talks being given. I'm disturbed that Waco isn't mentioned in this list, but being religious and hopefully pious people, they would be doing some sincere investigation of that tragedy, but that is not the case.
Well, let me give you the definition of a cult. A cult, according to the present-day religious establishment, is any religious organization not recognized by the World Council of Churches.
Such as the Branch Davidians.
What did you find when you got to Chicago? Where did you go, Michael?
Well, I first looked to where the Council of the Parliament of World Religions has their headquarters, which happens to be in what's called the Bankers Building on 105 West Adams Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And they disclosed to me a very polite note here about a preliminary program which is subject to change, and that's all the information I could get. I can't trace down who's funding this. I got in contact with Rockefeller Chapel at the University of Chicago, and Chuck Colson will be speaking there September 2nd, 7:30 p.m., and that's brought to you by the Templeton Foundation, and I do not know what the Templeton Foundation do. I remember Tex Mars saying that Mr. Percy was supposed to receive award for progress in all religion, but this was done over the phone, and I couldn't find that out. I discovered that two members of the Council on Foreign Relations will be talking. George Stephanopoulos, who is Clinton's communications director, is doing a talk called The Problematic of Church-State Relations, and his father, Robert Stephanopoulos, will be speaking that same day as well. Also, Henry Siegman, the executive director of the American Jewish Congress, will be talking there as well. His talk is entitled, so what that will be about.
Can you describe this banker's building?
Well, the banker's building is a typical office tower, and there isn't much to it. But the interesting note is when you get to where the actual parliament's being held, it's a place called Palmer House, which is part of the Hilton Hotel in downtown Chicago. And the moment you walk in there, the first thing I thought of was wealth. Wealth, wealth, wealth. The place reeks of money. And the architecture was impressive as well. There's a room where one meetings will be held called the Empire Room. And when you start to look at some of the architecture surrounding that, you see a boar's head. You see an androgynous being to the left of that pig's head holding a ring of Hermes. You might be able to explain that to the audience what that represents.
Well, it's straight out of the old mystery religion that we've covered many hours on this program explaining. And if anybody, we just don't have time tonight to get into that, but if anybody wants to know what this symbology means, they should order the tapes from the mystery school. We've done, I think, 29 hours, which is a lot.
It is.
Yeah, is your radio on, Michael? Turn it off, please.
Am I doing that?
Yes, you're doing that.
Sorry.
Folks, anytime, whether you're a guest or whether you're a caller in to any radio show in the world, always turn your radio off. Can you do
it? Should have known better. I was trying to tape this, but it's not worthwhile. I looked around the Palmer House some more, and there were big urns with beautiful plants in them, decorated with brass goat's heads. So there was some symbolism in the place that, to me, was religious in nature. And I'm not sure which religion that might be, but I have a good idea. On September 3rd, 1993, Naomi Rezaniak will be describing the role of a priestess priest in the fellowship of ISIS. Through this research, I've discovered that the Hindu community is being represented the most. They have the majority of representatives at this parliament. Outnumbering Jainism, Zoroaster, who else do we got?
Just about a theosophic worldview. Zen and spirituality, theosophy, the Luther's Trust. Let me see, I've got a big list here. It just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Just about every religion that there is represented very heavily, except for one. Which one is that?
Christianity
is almost completely absent on the list of the attendees at this World Parliament, or Parliament of the World's Religions. And that's just absolutely incredible.
There's brief mentionings like the contribution of Indian Christianity to the spiritual heritage of India.
Uh-huh.
Very few and far between. What I found really interesting, and I haven't figured out where this fits in yet, but a gentleman by the name of John E. Mack, I did find out he's a psychiatrist from Harvard, is doing the UFO abduction phenomenon. What could it mean for the human future? That's on Wednesday, September 1st.
Okay, could you talk a little louder, Michael, and make sure the phone is right in front of your mouth?
Okay, I'll repeat that. The UFO abduction phenomenon, what could it mean for the human future? John E. Mack. On that same day, there will be ISIS of 10,000 names brought to you by the Fellowship of ISIS.
So the Temple of ISIS is well represented.
It is.
And you all learned that in the mystery religion, ISIS, well, actually Osiris is the doctrine, ISIS is the church. The veil of ISIS is the curtain behind which the mystery is hidden. And boy, we're getting an echo on this line. Behind which the mystery is hidden, and they call that the lost word of Freemasonry, amongst many, many other things. And everywhere that you see the symbology for Osiris, you will see an obelisk or a phallus statue or emblem. And you will always see a reflecting pool, which represents the Nile or Isis, the receptive or female portion of the androgynous god. And the symbology is that Isis reflects the pure light of her master. And
is that the same doctrine, perhaps, as above, so below?
Absolutely.
They represent with Baphomet, I believe it's pronounced.
That is correct. And that's the whole meaning of the androgynous god, the yin, the yang, the positive, the negative.
You need control on both levels.
That's right.
What they're presenting, controlling both sides of the situation. Because they're declaring as above, so below.
Domination on both. That's correct. They're also stating this, that the generative force, or the male portion of the androgynous god, is what gets things going. It plants the idea. It's the spark. It's the impetus. And the female, or the Isis, portion of this androgynous god is what nurtures and gives birth through the child Horus, which is the entire body of those who consider themselves to be illumined. It is the adepts, or the priests of the philosophy of fire, the mystery religion of Babylon.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kali was the one who apparently proclaimed that word for the new eon, or he would like to wish it was his. Message.
According to Crowley, when he took over the OTO, the Ordo Templi Orientalis, he was carrying on the work of the old Adam Weishaupt's Illuminati. And Their goal has always been to destroy all existing
religions,
save theirs.
Well, he makes that plain in the Book of the Law.
That's correct.
All existing governments, save theirs, which will be a one-world totalitarian socialist government brought about by the brotherhood of man, the order, and to destroy the family, to destroy patriotism and nationalism, and bring about their so-called utopia, 1,000 years of peace.
It's funny you mentioned nationalism. I don't know if your listeners are familiar with, or you are, with the Urantia book. Came out in 1953, a channeled book, so to speak, apparently by angels. And I went to the Urantia Foundation, and I spoke to a gentleman there, and we got on the topic. He brought it up, actually, that the disease of nationalism must go for humanity to progress. And I left it at that, and I know the book does get into that aspect.
Well, I have to say that...
So two-faced, because they believe that... And if it means America being destroyed, then so be it, because they're curing some disease when they're the cause of that disease, and they precipitated the whole thing anyways.
That's correct. If you go back through history and look at the cause of most of the major suffering in this world, these men have always been behind it. And I say men because usually it is the male part of this order that carries all this about, although there is a female part of this order, and there are females actively engaged in bringing about the completion of what they call the great work or the great society, the plan. What else did you find in Chicago, Michael?
I saw Masonic temples that had no windows, at least on the back. I obviously couldn't obtain access into these places. I did take pictures of that. The front was very unassuming. Scottish Rite Temple of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
with the double-headed eagle or phoenix. I think it's a phoenix.
Well, remember the double-headed eagle was the symbol of the Roman Emperor. It was also the symbol of Hitler's Third Reich.
Yes.
It's also the symbol of the 33rd degree of Freemasonry. I can go on and on and on. The symbology connecting all of these together, they are one. Communism, Nazism, socialism, the order, the brotherhood, they are all the same.
Uh-huh.
The passwords that the Communist Party used in this country, according to the FBI, are the exact same passwords and handshakes used by the Masonic Lodge.
Sure. I discovered at this parliament that the oil in the engine, so to speak, behind all this is money.
Absolutely.
And that was my first impression when I went into Palmer House. I was struck by the wealth and the pompousness of it all to me. And it's sad because that is the oil in the engine. And whether people like it or not, that engine is going to explode. And they're keeping people
inside.
And it was ironic that the council headquarters is in a banker's building. It's not coincidental. That's deliberate.
Absolutely. And just as it was not coincidental that for many, many years, the headquarters of the Lucis Trust, the religion of theosophy, the worship of Lucifer, was in the United Nations building. Now, as I go down here, I'm looking at the major presentations. As I go down here, I see religious leadership in a postmodern world, and you all heard me read the article on postmodernism the other night. The contribution of Indian Christianity to the spiritual heritage of India, the genuine, authentic religion we need today, meaning that there is not a genuine, authentic religion existing today, the Jain approach to self-realization, the return of the goddess,
oh, yes. The universe and I.
Yes.
E-K-I-E.
Ecological postmodernism. Now, the theme of the article that I wrote the other day is that postmodernism is fascism, Nazism, amongst the intellectual elite.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. Euthanasia. Religious fundamentalism. Six scriptures, evolution, and its revolutionary role. Now, note the revolutionary role.
Sure.
the operation of Zarathustra's moral imperative in the world today. And in one of the programs on Mystery Babylon, I talked about the movie 2001 and the real meaning of Also Sprach Zarathustra, which is the opening theme for that movie. And the tremendous symbology in that movie, which is really not about a voyage through space at all, but is about man's voyage from prehistory to the new age and the birth of the new root race, and that was the symbol of the fetus floating in space at the end of that movie.
Uh-huh.
Most people walked out of that movie, they knew that they had enjoyed the tremendous visual effects, and but they didn't understand what it was that they had seen.
Sure. Well, I've discovered that their method sometimes is blatant publicity, if you want to look for it. Some of this is blatant.
Mm-hmm.
But they maintain an anonymity by doing it that way.
That's,
and that's an old trick, too.
That's right.
It's like the March 15th edition of Time, and they have a picture of David Koresh on the, for the cover story, and inside the magazine it says Cult of Death. Well, they should know. They should know. I mean, the writers of this and the perpetrators, that's the cult. And I, to me, they're blatantly telling me. That's how I look at it, because I don't view this with any truth at all. The Time article, that is.
Uh-huh.
When the ATF agents are claiming from the moment they stepped out of the trailer, they were under fire from everywhere.
The movie, the video proves that that's not true.
I'm discouraged that Waco wasn't brought up. How to avoid a tragedy like this? What is being done to examine the shortcomings in so-called cult awareness groups? I'm disappointed.
Michael, you have to understand that the whole purpose of the Parliament of World's Religions is to destroy the world's existing religions and come together in a new humanist religion that changes with the needs of mankind, or with really, what they really mean when they say that, is with the needs of the ruling elite.
Sure. Here's one for Friday, September 3rd, humanism as an alternative to traditional religion.
That's right. Human unity in the spiritual religion of humanity is another one. I can go right down here and you can see this. And so the Branch Davidians were a stone in the path of the marching forward of this movement toward one religion that will fit the needs of man and not have a moral law given to man by God.
Do as thou wilt.
Do as thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. And I just got some...
And then they go further with that, because the retort is... Love is the law, love and the will. So they want to sort of present a so-called brotherhood, and love's mentioned, and that sounds really nice, but it means love under will, where love and true compassion for other people is subordinate to the will of that ruling elite.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I interpret it. You know, I've read so much of that stuff, and it's...
Isn't it incredible?
Yeah.
Now, folks, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. This is not a religious show. But we learned a long time ago that at the root of everything that's happening in the world today are religious events that happened hundreds and even thousands of years ago. And there are secret societies and groups that have swarmed throughout the centuries to wreak their vengeance. And that's exactly what they're doing. And so we're not trying to shove, I'm not trying to shove my religion down your throat, and Michael's certainly not trying to shove his religion down your throat, and Michael and I have different religions. What we're against is this effort to say we can't practice the religion that we want to practice, but that we're going to have to come together in a one-world religion where no other religions will be allowed. You see, I believe in the Constitution of the United States of America. Wholeheartedly and completely. It's the only document that ever in the world set any people free. And to this day, Americans are the freest people existing upon the face of this earth. And that's only because we recognize creator-endowed rights, and we have a constitution on Bill of Rights that were put in place to protect those rights against usurpation by our own government or anyone else. and that is being eroded from within by these secret societies, these people who truly and completely worship Lucifer. And don't get that wrong either, because when they say that they worship Lucifer, they mean that as the intellect, primordial knowing. A metaphor or an allegory would be that man was held prisoner in the Garden of Eden by an unjust, vindictive God, and he was set free by Lucifer through his agent Satan when he gave man the gift of knowledge, intellect, the use of which will make man himself God. And that is their whole philosophy. They do not really believe in a Lucifer or a Jehovah or any kind of a god, except a pantheistic god that permeates everything. And that's where you get all this earth mother, goddess, the ether. Everything is interconnected. If you breathe, something else is exhaled. The principle of Gaia all stems from this. They reject the notion of a god such as the god of the Christians and the Jews. They reject the notion of Jesus Christ being the incarnated God in the flesh on this earth, born of a virgin birth, and they reject a Holy Ghost. They reject all of these things. They reject Allah. The closest thing you can come to their religion is, and that's why the Hindu religion is so pervasive in this parliament of the world's religions, because that's really the closest to what they believe. Now, when you really get to the heart and soul of it, they are Gnostics. And I would encourage all of you to look that up.
Knowledge.
That's right. They worship knowledge. They worship the intellect.
No. Which is not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing at all. I spend most of my time trying to learn and know.
But there are differences to be drawn, because you are seeking to help and lift up with a particular message and not clothe it or hide behind it, and that's what separates that to me.
And there's another thing. They claim that man is God. If man is God, well, Shirley MacLaine stood on a beach and threw up her hands and claimed that she was God. Yet she's growing older, she still pays rent, and folks, she's gonna die.
Well, that's been taught out of Chicago, is where the Saint Germain movement had its beginning, and the school of doctrine as well. It started in the early 1930s as I am. I am is the supreme name. You have the ability to use my name and manifest perfection and be God.
And this was the same thing that Maria was trapped in.
Yes, well, that was told to me. Not only through the books, but through an older gentleman that I met who had lived and studied with the St. Germain Foundation all his life. He told me I was God.
You'll find that.
He said, "Don't you see? You are God." I said, "No, I don't see God."
Make me a universe, God.
Well, that comes in time.
Now, I'm willing
to. It comes after the so-called ascension that we are to make.
Well, that's what they claim.
They take a specific set of teachings and, I think, pervert it. Namely, the biblical teachings. That has been the crux of it, the resurrection and eternal life. And that permeates a lot of all the teachings. And the New Agers are more heavily into it. They believe if they're good enough and pure enough, they won't have to die.
I've got to take a little break here, Mike, and do my thing. So if you'll just stay on the line, we'll get right back to you. Folks, if you have not done your duty by yourself and your family and call Swiss America Trading in order to find out the different kinds of investments that they have available that you can avail yourselves of to help protect everything that you accumulated and worked for all your life, then you should do that right now. Please do that right now. You're certainly under no obligation, except you have an obligation to yourself and your family to explore every possible means of protecting yourself and your assets against what we believe to be coming in the very near future. In fact, we've examined this from every single angle. We have some of the best people that you can imagine as far as money and economy goes in the Citizens Agency Joint Intelligence, and they have done many studies and filed many reports, and every one of them say the same. We are headed for a total and complete economic collapse if we don't do something about the monetary system that we're operating under. We could turn it around, but it doesn't look like any of the efforts so far are having any effect toward that end. All the protestations to the contrary. So call Swiss America Training right now. You're going to get a free booklet on your right to own precious metals, gold in particular. And someone will be happy to explain to you the different types of investments in precious metals, why each one of them is desirable in certain situations and may not be in others. It's important that you find out this information, and it's important that you act now, not later, to protect your assets, to protect yourself and your family. You see, all of this could come tumbling down tomorrow morning. We don't know when or exactly how this is going to happen. All the experts agree that it will happen. So call now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Tell them that you listen to the Hour of the Time. And while you're at it, you might thank them for sponsoring this program. They pay for the airtime and the satellite time. None of it goes into my pocket. I refuse to take any money for myself on this program. This is a labor of love. I love this country. I love the Constitution. I love the Bill of Rights. As I said earlier in this program, these are the only things in the history of the world that have ever set any man free throughout the entire time on this earth of the human race. If we let it slip out of our grasp, we will go back into slavery. We will be owned by somebody or some state or some king or some emperor or some emir or sultan. So help us stop it now. One of the ways you can help stop it is to help yourself. Call Swiss America Trading now. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. You see, if everyone in this country would change their paper assets into gold and silver coin and use only gold and silver coin in their daily transactions, those who would rule the world would be powerless, broke, and destitute literally overnight. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. You'll be glad that you did.
Mama said, I'm so weird. Looked in his room, there it wasn't happening at home. But Mama said, oh, now Mama, don't you go talking silly. Shut up and close down the door. We're gonna need all the heat we got.
Need to talk a little bit louder.
Better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Well, what'd you think about that song? Why do you think I played that? I bet there's a lot of people out there wondering why I played that musical selection. Can you guess?
I can't.
Okay. The reason I played it is everybody wonders what to do. We must reject those who are destroying this country, who are destroying the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And I'm going to tell you right now, everybody's been looking around for years, and they can't find the enemy that's destroying this country from within. And we're told by people on other talk shows, and we're told by so-called government whistleblowers and all of these other people, but it's just a bunch of crooks running around in the dark bumping into each other, and it just accidentally always turns out in their favor. They always get away with it, and we always end up getting screwed.
Sure.
Well, the truth is, folks, the real culprits are right down on the corner in your town, in your local secret society, no matter what they call it. If it has an organizational membership structure in the shape of a pyramid, with a few at the top really controlling it and controlling who goes up through the degrees and who finds like the ultimate secret, and a whole bunch of smattering idiots on the bottom who never will know anything. The truth, folks, is the only secret in these secret societies is how to control everybody else. They infiltrate all levels of our government, our military, including city, state, and federal, and they are in control.
That's truly mind-boggling.
They practice a secret religion. And we have already covered over 28 hours on this broadcast devoted solely to that subject, where we have proven it beyond any shadow of a doubt, using their own words, their own writings, their own books. And we have disclosed what their great plan is, their great works, their great society. We have identified the lost word of Freemasonry and all of the others. And we've bared it.
Well, the thing is, they've kept them, the public, running after a paycheck for so long, trying to reap the benefits of the monetary system. But people, I find, don't have time to want to know or think they have a need to know. It really affects the other guy.
Well, they better find time, or they're going to be putting chains on their ankles very shortly. They had better wake up. They had better get their head out of the sand. They had better understand that the only reason they can do the things that they can do and have the things that they have is because of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It's because of creator-endowed rights protected by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And if we let those go, we will have no more protections, no more rights. There are no protections or rights guaranteed to individuals in the United Nations Charter, nor in any of the resolutions that they've ever passed. Were you aware of that, Michael?
I was not.
Well, it's true. And in the New World Order, we're going to come under some very, very strict controls. Now, one of the ways that they keep people so occupied that they're not able to identify the real enemy or do anything about it is that they keep everybody off chasing these wild geese all over.
over the place. All of these things.
Like cosmos.
Pardon?
Like an ozone hole.
Like an ozone hole. Like the burning of the rainforest. Like global warming. Like cosmos. Like Treasury Gate. Like the MIA-POW issue. It's not going to do you any good, folks, to bring how many POWs or MIAs if you're putting all your efforts into that and we lose our country because they're going to go from one slavery to another slavery.
And you better get
that through your thick heads. We must identify the enemy and we must save this country, and every other issue is mute. Mute, I should say. It has no bearing until that primary mission is accomplished.
I hope every American who can will be in Washington September 29th.
September 29th. I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to bring it up toward the end of the program. Go ahead and tell everybody about it, Michael.
The Project 93 is going to address grievances before Congress and prove the unconstitutional Federal Reserve and expose it for what it is, hopefully, is... From what I've heard on the show, I haven't written to Colorado yet, but the gist of the whole meeting to me.
Yes, and for all of you out there who say that there's one person and there's nothing that you can do, well, one woman put this together. One lonely, helpless little woman sitting in Colorado named D.B. Kidd has got the entire nation stirred to go to Washington on September the 29th and meet on the Capitol steps at 9 a.m. to present hundreds of thousands of petitions with millions and millions of names on them to Congress to abolish the unconstitutional Federal Reserve System and eliminate, do away with the criminal Internal Revenue System, which is levying a direct tax upon the people in direct violation of the Constitution of the United States of America, and most Americans don't even know that. I know many people who say, well, we've got to have the IRS. We must have taxes. We've got to pay our income tax.
Sure.
Folks, I'm not about paying taxes, but I want to pay legal taxes, and direct taxes levied against the population are unconstitutional. Do you realize that if we just levied 1 5-cent on every six-pack of Coca-Cola that's sold in the world, because Coca-Cola is owned by the United States, if we just levied 5 cents on every six-pack of Coca-Cola that's sold in the world, we could pay the medical bills of every man, woman, and child in this country from birth to death with no problem. And that's just one little excise tax on one little product. And everybody says, well, if we didn't have income tax, we wouldn't be able to pave our streets and we wouldn't have medical care. Folks, you better get your heads out of your ass and put it back on your shoulders, and you'd better wake up and stop being sheeple. There's only one reason for an income tax, a graduated income tax, and it's spelled out in the Communist Manifesto written by Karl Marx, and that is to destroy the bourgeoisie, in the communist terms, in our everyday language, so you'll understand it. It means middle class.
Exactly. Quickly makes that pretty clear in Tragedy and Hope.
That's right. And it's doing just that, isn't it? It's destroying the middle class in this country.
Of course it is.
And every time that they say taxes go down, or they lower taxes, we have always found that they have really increased in ways that ordinary people don't even understand.
I think it's so imperative that people go to Washington. They better... Let them know. At least let them know that there is a voice. That voice has reason behind it, and it's guided, it's intelligent, and I hope it's successful. I really do. It's so imperative. It's extremely important. I'm so caught up with the monetary issue, it sometimes takes up most of my time talking about it with other people, writing about it, trying to become lucid with it, but it's so important.
Well, let me tell you how this affects our lives, folks. Most of you are out there busting your butts, trying to just stay above the water. And there used to be a time when one of you went to work and one stayed home and raised the children. Now the children are in government-controlled daycare centers learning how to live in the New World Order. And both of the parents are out trying to make ends meet, and they're fighting a losing battle simply because the Federal Reserve, back in the 70s and again in the early 80s, unbelievable amounts of money into circulation in the form of debt, credit.
In other words, they loaned money to people, and the money did not exist. They fooled the people into believing that the inflation was caused by an oil shortage. There was no oil shortage. And now everybody is trying to work so hard, 2 and 3 jobs, some members of some families, just to keep their heads above the water and try to keep their home. And for a young couple just starting out, the American dream is no more. Folks, they can't afford the things that maybe some of us were lucky enough to get and have and are just barely managing to keep today.
That's imperative. It's so important that people understand that issue. And the banksters that we're dealing with.
When you have a hard asset currency such as gold and silver coin, inflation, folks, does not exist. It cannot happen.
Well, it was Roosevelt's first executive order in office was to take away the gold, saying that it was inimical to the interests of our people. And he would like the American public to think he was doing them a favor. What he meant was it was inimical to the interests of the Illuminati.
That's right.
A gold back, thank you very much.
That's correct. And the Great Depression that everybody believes was caused because of the stock market crash, that's another lie. The Great Depression was caused because the Federal Reserve banking system holds 25% of the available money out of circulation, put it in a vault, and refused to release it. And that threw us in.
That's right. Pure and simple.
That's correct, but they had to make the American people want socialism. They paved the way, folks, for socialism.
Sure did.
Ever since that happened, people have been looking to the government for handouts ever since, and we're on the verge of being a full-blown socialist country, and folks, the next step after that is communism.
Well, I feel it's at the point where a majority of the public is screaming for it. Take care of me.
That's right.
And they're using scare tactics in so many insidious ways, fear of losing your job or wage control of one form or another. People are truly scared and uneasy, and they sense that there's something wrong. The TV has been lying to them.
That's
that would
correct.
Be a miracle. But they use fear. I'm starting to see that quite plainly.
That's correct. That is correct. And the trick is in some way you must learn not to be afraid and do what is right in all instances rather than giving in to the fear. Socialism is a reversion to childhood by a nation of adults. They need a body to take care of them. They don't believe in God, so they can't look to God for help. And this is it. So if something happens to them in this life, there's nothing. They're just dead and they crumble to dust. So they live their life in fear. They must be fed. They must be clothed. Somebody has to give them a job. They can do nothing for themselves. We're quickly approaching to the point where the vast majority of the adult population of the United States of America are helpless children who, if all of a sudden lost all their benefits, society, instead of being what it used to be, would collapse. Except for the strong who know how to survive and be responsible and take care of themselves, and that small core would rebuild this country to the strongest, most profitable, best nation on this earth, just like it was before when people had to be responsible and take care of themselves.
Well, we were dealing with a highly publicized criminal underworld and an anonymous criminal overworld. And take away our guns because we have a drug problem. And just do whatever it is to get the criminals off the street. And we want to live a good life, and I think people honestly do. But they don't see the two sides of the coin. And the criminal underworld is highly publicized, and that again keeps people in fear.
Well, you have to understand that the criminal underworld is an organized secret society also, which was begun in Italy by Giuseppe Mazzini, who was the head of the Illuminati in Italy, who corresponded extensively with Albert Pike, who was the head of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry in this country and eventually the world. Folks, we've got to go. Michael, thank you for being our guest. You're a wonderful CADGI member. You do a lot of good research. Thank you for your trip to Chicago and what you were able to impart to the listening audience tonight. Everybody out there, I want you to listen to this, because you can make it big if you stop being a sheeple, if you start using your head, if you begin to listen and don't believe me or anybody else in this world. You check everything out and verify it for yourself, and watch out for the Trojan horses. Good night, Michael.
Good night, Bob.
Good night, everybody, and God bless you all.